Dublin's good times all summer with Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM.
The 65th International Rose of Tralee has been taking place over the last 2 days. We have been so invested here at 98FM. We saw 32 incredible women from all across the world take to the stage vying for the 2025 sash. But at about 11:30 last night, it was 20-year-old apprentice electrician from County Laois, Caitlin Cummins, who took the title, and we've got her on the show this morning. Caitlin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm absolutely great. I haven't got that much sleep on me, but we're having a fantastic morning today.
Yeah, the lack of sleep, I think, was kind of to be expected. Listen, you did get announced as the 65th International Rose of Tralee last night at around 11:30. You have had a couple of hours now, you know, to maybe let it sink in, but has it, Caitlin?
No, definitely not. I'm still going around as little old Caitlin Cummins here, not really the new Rose of Tralee, really. Just kind of still going around as my normal self, you know what I mean? And probably will continue that way for the entire year. I don't know if it'll ever sink in.
And Caitlin, what happens the moment you are crowned as the Rose of Tralee? Like, when the cameras stop, you said you haven't had much sleep. Is it go all the way through the night, or what happens?
So some nights, like, we get some rest and some nights we don't. But yesterday was kind of go with makeup and rehearsals and hair and everything like that. I was absolutely wrecked yesterday before the show, and I was really, really tired getting up on stage and everything like that. But then once it came to my turn to be interviewed, this sudden burst of energy just came through me, and I was just so excited to be able to get up and to be interviewed and to do my family and my community proud. And yeah.
And you did an amazing stage interview as well. And I need to say, I loved the driving, Caitlin, so much. I want to start driving now after watching you. Someone else that we saw on the stage last night was the 2024 International Rose of Tralee, Keely O'Grady from New Zealand. And when she was asked what piece of advice she would give the incoming Rose, she said to that person to kind of make the role their own. So, Caitlin, I suppose, how are you planning to make the role your own? And what would you like to achieve as the Rose of Tralee?
I would love to share the message that, like, all women should follow their own dreams and do whatever they want to do themselves, not to follow tradition by going to college, being stay-at-home moms, whatever. So we're kind of expecting to go out of your comfort zone and just do whatever you want to do and reach for the stars and follow your dreams. And I think that's such an important message that some women don't really, like, most people don't really kind of fully get. They think they have to go to college, they think they have to do this or that or the other, when realistically they can do whatever they want. And I really want to kind of, like, just put an emphasis on that in the next year or so.
Amazing, that's such a good message, Caitlin. You're going to get to celebrate. What will the celebrations look like? Who will they be with? What will happen and when?
So I'm thinking, we haven't really fully decided because I only met my family for a very brief time there last night, but and I haven't really organised anything with the local community either, but I'm thinking maybe Saturday night. So we are in the village of Ballyoscope, my local home village, but I haven't fully decided anything yet, so I haven't, because again, it's only been less than 12 hours.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Caitlin, I'm down for Portlaoise Pride on the 14th of September. You're more than welcome to join us on stage for a good old hooly there, I tell you.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, Caitlin, obviously over the course of the next 12 months, you're going to have so much on the agenda, all sorts you'll be getting yourself into. So where can we follow your Rose of Tralee journey?
You could probably find it on the Instagram, on all the socials, on the Rose of Tralee International page, so you could.
Amazing.
Well,
we will be following your journey. Caitlin Cummins, the 2025 International Rose of Tralee, congratulations, and enjoy every single moment of the incredible experience.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Now, myself and Leanne, we love a bit of TV. I'm a bit of a TV fanatic. I know Leanne likes her shows too. But when it comes to theme tunes, the most iconic in television history has been revealed, and it's this. You can't take it away from it. The Duff Duff brings the drama. And then the rest is like the salt in the wound.
Yes.
It is insatiably recognisable. Of course, that famous Duff Duff drumbeat that signals a cliff-hanging moment topped a poll of 2,000 telly fans. I know, as a producer of Panto, how many times we've used that in a moment where Cinderella's gone, but the shoe's still there.
Duff, duff. Duff. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. People kind of nearly use the EastEnders theme song as like a theme in their own life when something dramatic is going on.
Do you know the way on TikTok you can find dogs who can press buttons that say water,
yeah,
water? I would love a soundboard that I could just bring around in day-to-day life. Say me and you and Pat are in the office, we're discussing the pre-show meeting or whatever, and somebody says, oh my God, did you hear what she did on the fourth floor? And then go, doof, 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 doof. Like, I would obsessed with that idea.
Oh, I love that.
Something that narrowly edged out was the equally other soap opera theme tune of this. Doesn't really give Duff Duff drama.
No.
But it definitely signals
comfort.
Something's happening. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't know, is it going to be a tram crash again? Is it is Dev going to sleep with Deirdre all over again?
Who knows?
Who has an absolute clue? Are you a soap fan?
I would have watched the soaps when I was living at home in Kerry because my mom is obsessed and she still watches them.
Yeah.
So like, all like the tram crash, Dev, the whole thing, I was invested in.
Did you like Hollyoaks?
No, I was never into that. My soaps now would have been Emmerdale.
I love Emmerdale.
Do you?
I still love Emmerdale.
My mom watches it all the time. And I'm like, it's that's the worst of them for me.
Oh, then no.
Yes. Oh, yes. 7 o'clock Emmerdale. You'd have 7:30 then Corrie. And then you'd be over to
BBC
One for 8 o'clock for EastEnders. And then if there was a two-parter for Coronation Street, you'd be back then at 8:30 for that.
I walked into my mother's house yesterday just to check in and she was watching Emmerdale and there was two lads holding hands and I went, what in the name of hell is happening on that screen? She went, oh yeah, they're a new gay couple. I was like, well, I might have to tune back into this.
I hate that as well. Anytime I go home, my mom was watching it, I'm like, who are all these new characters?
Yeah.
Who are they? Like, there's, I'd say, 2-3 max of the original cast. Now, when I say original, I'm talking about when I used to watch it, that are left.
The Dingles.
The Dingles.
Can't bet
a Dingle. And they'll always be around as well. When you mentioned about TV show themes and the most iconic ones, to be honest with you, the one that came to my mind first was this.
Ah, now.
Love Friends. This is my comfort show.
When someone says to me that they don't watch Friends, hold on. When somebody tells me that they don't watch Friends, I always think, who hurt you as a child?
Right?
I have to have the question.
So many people hate Friends.
What I hate more is people who enjoy the fact that they hate Friends so much.
And like, make it a personality trait.
Yeah,
get
It's like when people say, oh, I don't watch Big Brother. Oh, I don't watch The Traitors. Oh, good for you.
Leanne Hanafin and Paul Ryder on 98FM.
Now, earlier on, we were looking for the most iconic theme tunes in your life because this was voted as the most iconic. Oh my God, that's not the response.
What? Oh,
yes,
sorry. Yes, I am.
About to literally kick it out of
the studio. I was thinking of Peggy Mitchell.
Because
when I hear the EastEnders theme song, that's what I think of. Get my pub. I love Peggy. She's such an icon.
So what we did then was we wanted to reach out to you because I was saying, what are the theme tunes that kind of, you know, they bring back some memories and a bit of nostalgia into your life? Mm-hmm. Well, we've had some texts in.
Yes, Paul's been in touch on WhatsApp with a couple of suggestions, one of them being this. That's iconic.
That still gets me now with the new iteration of it. Bradley Walsh and his son, Barney Walsh. Great show.
Brilliant. Gladiators. Love. And also, Paul has sent in the suggestion of... Oh, Cilla Black. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, my God.
Here it is. Nothing is impossible. Will you believe your eyes? If the unexpected brings a smile, that's a big surprise. Surprise, surprise.
Oh my goodness.
Arsilla.
A bit of Arsilla. Arsilla, love. Love a bit of Cilla Black.
So good. You had a suggestion of this one.
Oh my God, Harpy. Sorry, I'll be up packing my school bag if anyone needs me.
The way I haven't heard that in years.
Honestly, the PTSD of having of my ma screaming up the stairs, because I think even she knew that at 8 o'clock when Heartbeat kicked off, you had to pack your bags and make sure your uniform was set out. Oh my God.
And you know what? It gives the same vibe and the same feeling as Glen Rowe as well.
For you?
Well, no, not for me, because I wouldn't have watched Glen Row at the time, but I know it from my mom always saying that on a Sunday night when she heard the theme song for Glen Row, she'd know she had no homework done.
We definitely don't have X Factor in there, but X Factor most certainly would have been one of those ones. Like, I remember, you know, you'd have like your friends over to watch X Factor
on a Saturday night.
On a Saturday
with the takeaway. Oh, so.
Or before you were even like heading into the club, you would have X Factor on there.
Jay's been in touch as well on WhatsApp. He says, how has nobody said the Top Gear theme song? Every car person loved that iconic show. Top
Very
Gear.
Very true, Top Gear. Actually, that song only came on when I was in the car. Actually, do you know when that song came on? That's so funny. When I was test driving my new car the other day, and I turned to Eddie and went, not the Top Gear theme song being on.
Rev this thing.
Me then down the Sandyford Road, gone.
I have two that will be my personal favourite TV theme tunes of all time.
Yeah.
This is one of them. You don't know what this is, Pesh.
What is that? Is this like Match of the Day or something?
It's the Irish equivalent. The Sunday game. Do you ever watch that now?
All the time. I love when your man and your man are hosting it and they talk all things with the sport and the balls.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And all the scores in the match.
Oh, come here to me. Get somebody from off the ball in here. We'll have all the chats.
So that is one of them. And then I actually want to know if you know about this one. Judging by your face, you haven't a Scooby-Doo what's going on. Now, it sounds real retro because this is from years ago.
Is this Irish?
Yes.
Oh God, school around the corner?
No. If anyone knows, text in quickly. 087-798-9898.
Oh, I was going to say what it is, but I'm afraid now in case somebody does say it. Is it Killing the Scully?
Yes! How did that come to you?
I remember, I was thinking old TV shows and I was like, it's not Mrs. Brown, but I was like, is it the same ilk as Mrs. Brown? I remembered Killing the Scully.
I think that was airing from about like 2002, 2004 maybe? Leanne Hanifin and Paul Ryder on 98 FM.